Good evening.
Good evening.
We're both early today.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Or actually, I'm quite late for the 2 o'clock class.
Oh, you didn't have a class, did you?
No, I didn't. Didn't make it to the class. I've been having a few issues. Hopefully they'll be gone now.
Okay. That's fine.
I appreciate your understanding.
Anna
has joined.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
And we are able to begin. So tonight's study on the Deep Zohar class is from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar, Parashat Vayera, Lesson 284. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabri Fuish in David, Hilur Himud, Hilud, Hilur Himud. Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate, the Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vaihino Amadunai Elohino Alena Masai Yadena Kurene Alena Masai Yadena Kurenehu. Razadi kre adam shalit al karsiyayo razadishivin diltata vesitra dadiktiv bial demut akise demut kemare adam alav milmala vedahu sitra Diktiv Vahashem Imtir Al Sodom Wigomer Me'et Hashem Min Hashamayim Bekolahad Umila Adavasitra Adal Hakime Libla Itmesar Zaka'a Ukehon The Alma Dain of Alma Deate. The translation. This is a secret of why Zerantin is called man, who rules over the throne, which is a secret of the lower 70, which refers to the 70 kinds of judgment and the 70 angels that issue from them. These are called the throne, and this is the secret of what is written. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. This is Zerampin, who is called man. He is above on the throne, which is the secret of the Nukva, and her 70 kinds of judgment. And this is the secret of what is written. Then Hashem rained upon Sodom, which alludes to the Nukva and her 70 kinds of judgment, which is the secret of the throne. The phrase, from Hashem out of heaven, refers to the secret of Zeranpin, who is above upon the throne. And everything belongs to the same issue and the same secret. This has been passed on to those men who are wise at heart. Happy are they in this world and in the world that is coming. My commentary is that it's clear as written. Bracha wrote a commentary. Verse 284 is admonishing us how to respect the divine part of our being that is likened to our Creator. Blessed is He. Hashem gave us our souls, the opportunities to experience from our experiences, from our garment, from our body's sensory systems, to know our Holy Maker personally, or just to know of His knowledge. The free will choice is ours to choose from both the negative or the positive energetic spiritual systems built into our physicality of our own, very own bodies and the interactive world we learn from. The wise ones, the righteous ones of heart, who came before us, were the ones living in our generations, hidden, namely the tzaddiks. They are the gatekeepers directing our spiritual course. If we heed their counsel, admonishments, and clear instructions, as we gain mastery over our own internal positive and negative systems, the influences within both of our own yetzers, known as Tov and Ra. Note that Sodom was mentioned in this verse to remind us about their downfall. We can prevent this coming into our world experiences today. How you choose is in your hands, not Hashem. Our Holy One, blessed be He. This is the agency He gave to us, His human children, not His angels. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Brandela
has joined.
Good afternoon, Brandy. We just finished reading verse 284, and we're waiting for commentary.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Malcolm.
Is there a firmament just for the angels where they dwell? Like between Zeranpin or in Zeranpin and Malkut? Or is the angel's firmament below each separate road? That question keeps popping up in my mind.
It's a good question. Remember, the angels are races of angels. They're given tasks to do and complete. In one sense, they are the souls of the planets and the stars. And those are the souls that were achieved their correction, their tikkun, in the first of the 7,000-year cycles. Now, angels, a race of angels lives on a different planet in our universe. But when they're given a task, whichever one of the individual units or people or entities, whichever one of the individuals is given that task or accepts that responsibility, if it's a short-term task, they just go and complete it in the physical world. But if it's a longer-term task, like the watchers, like they're tasked to observe human beings and make sure they don't blow up the world as we start to experiment with atomic energy, and we start to experiment with the tools that the Kabbalah teaches us that we really don't have the background to appreciate, but yet we've been given them to utilize, to learn about them, to help our spiritual growth. So those angels essentially live as spirits in our physical world. They don't have a body, but they're observers. And if they decide that they need to interfere in our world, then they'll take on the garb of a human being, so they look like they're human beings walking among us. That's what's being expressed here. These 70 kinds of judgments have 70 angels. Well, the 70 angels are basically tasked with implementing the judgments when it is appropriate. And there may be more than one of those entities, because they might, the judgment might need to be applied to more than one person simultaneously, and so different members of that species take on that responsibility. I hope that's clear.
Yeah, but let's go back to the souls of the first 7,000 years. Those are the souls that complete their cocoon, right?
Yes.
Who did
complete their tikkun?
And they are like in the Garden of Eden. It's kind of like that's where they are. And the ones that have not,
when you complete your tikkun as a righteous person, you are given, some say it's 300 worlds, some say it's 400 worlds, some say it's 200 worlds, but you're given a certain amount of worlds to be responsible for. Literally, you become I don't want to say the God, but you become the Elohim of that world. And you're able to change the physics of that world, the way the world works. You're able to interfere in the development of the entities of that world. None of those entities have free will, but you're literally given the responsibility to control that 400 worlds. Now, that is the people who achieve the tikkun in our physical world, in our 7,000-year cycle. In the first 7,000-year cycle, they were given one world, and so they become the Elohim of that world. They become the soul of that world, and that's what their reward for achieving their tikkun in that first of the 7,000-year cycle. So Jupiter has a soul. Jupiter has a consciousness, which is another way of saying it has a soul. The planet Jupiter has a consciousness. There are entities who live on or in Jupiter, and they interact with that Elohim, with that consciousness of Jupiter, just as each of the human beings on this world interact with what has come to be called Gaia, which is the consciousness of the Earth. But it's not a soul that was once human.
Okay.
I hope I'm explaining things that are really most people don't ever approach. So I hope it's clear.
Well, Yes and no. My mind went to when you say the first 7,000 years and they had one world, and I'm thinking of the Abraham, Isaac, you know, Moshe, you know, those separate roads that they're connected to. They were given one world.
No.
And they
no, those people lived in this world. When they achieved their tikkun, they are still dealing with this 7,000-year cycle. They lived in this 7,000-year cycle.
Okay.
I'm referring to what we have as the tradition or the fable of something called Atlantis. And there was an equivalent continent that was in the Pacific Ocean. It starts with M is the name. I always forget it. But the human beings who existed in that 7,000-year cycle and who lived on Atlantis and the one in the Pacific, and they had tikkunim to achieve. So when their 7,000-year cycle was completed, and they achieved their personal tikkun and their global tikkun of that 7,000-year cycle, those souls were given one world to inhabit, to control, to lord over, for lack of a better terminology. They became what's known as an Elohim. They became not God, but the lower level of God. And they're given this world to learn to be a god, to learn to have what that responsibility of the whole world is. Now, our prophecies say we're going to receive more than one world, some up to 400 worlds, some less. But those prophecies are saying essentially the same thing, except that because of the difficulty in the learning life lessons of this second of the 7,000-year cycle, we will receive more worlds.
For the second island besides Atlantis, are you sure it starts with an M and it's not Lemuria?
That's where it is. It's Lemuria, or which I left off the Lamed because the Lamed means two.
Teachers.
It also means teachers, but essentially, yes, that is the name of the of. That's the name
that
has come down. That is what came down to us. Doesn't mean that that's what it was named in that generation.
It's supposed to be an island or continent of the religious worship, where Atlantis was more based on science.
What you're really describing in modern terms and New Age terms, you're describing the intellect versus the heart.
Right.
How do you spell that specific? What? How do you spell that? L what?
Lemuria, I believe.
That's it.
Okay.
Now, all of what I've just explained to you, I have read in the various places, but I would rather say it to you that it's my opinion. It's rather than this could be totally wrong, because it's based on the concept of the inner earth. It's based on a lot of concepts that have come down through to us through the Torah, but and through the writings of various sages from the Torah. But it's not accepted generally by what I would say modern generation rabbis. It doesn't mean that it's wrong, and it doesn't mean that it's right. You'll have to determine that for yourself, for your own meditations and your own visits to these places.
What do you mean by we're given worlds, M-O-R-L-D-S, given, what is that definition as worlds? Is that planets? Is that universes? I mean, universe?
It's not a universe as we understand universe. But we have something called the Sephirah. And when that Sephirah is being fulfilled, because the essence of the Sephirah is consciousness, but its consciousness is another word for desires. So when that Sephirah is fulfilled, meaning the desire is being fulfilled, and before it is being, it's completed, because if all of the desires were completed, were fulfilled, it has a different name. But in that process of going from desire to fulfillment, it is called an olam, a world. And that's the meaning of what we say world. We're talking about a frame of reference that is in the process of being fulfilled.
And I want it to rest. It looks like that sounds like a lot of work.
Well, you don't have to do it today.
It's going to take a lot of flying. I can see that. Willow should be doing a lot of traveling.
So rack up your moth.
Say again, Malka.
She'll rack up the moth. She can use her her MasterCard.
Yeah. For some reason, I never can hear moth. You know, it's always a bad reception. I don't know why, but repeat what she said because I'd have to do it every minute. I hear Brandy well, but I don't hear Malka. It's just never a clear reception with you. I guess it's on my end.
Well, you know, you won't have to do a lot of work. All you have to do is think of that place, and you're there.
So well, with consciousness, yes. But
it's not a
that
lot of
was
flying.
Really, that was a joke, Brandy.
Okay.
That's okay. That it was a joke. And Malka was making a joke also because what she said was that you could use your MasterCard there, not to worry.
Yeah, frequent flyer miles. That's funny.
Okay.
I
was expecting to be with Moshe and Batya and Deborah and going from, you know, one room to the other, learning Torah to a greater degree and continuing to teach Torah and Zohar and, you know, but maybe that's what the consciousness will be on those worlds. So
that's exactly the idea. You're the those are your desires, so those are what you will modify or create those worlds to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I often think of the phrase that they say about Patton. When the world needs another Patton, Patton will come back on the scene. Well, I feel like in the world to come, when a teacher is needed,
the teacher will arrive.
Right. And I can remember in my yearbooks. The teachers would write on their own picture. You know, we'd ask everybody to sign our yearbooks, and if you ask a teacher, mine would always write, "Your picture will be here one day." So I'll just paste my picture on a whirl. That's what I'll think about.
Okay.
But I don't want to think about it right away, okay? I'm not anxious to move to that stage. I'd rather do it right here. Mm-hmm. We left the word secret. I don't know if you want to wait until Wednesday night question and answer, or you want to wait till tomorrow.
Well, we're almost out of time, so
right.
Let's do it in questions and answers tomorrow.
Okay. But I did find the location of the handout, and it's real easy. It's right at the top of Elul. It's right under Psalms 27. As soon as you get on unique astrological times, you just scroll just a tiny bit. It's during Elul and Tishrei holidays. So
right.
It's the slip code PDF, and it's on page 24.
I'll take a look at it before tomorrow.
Okay.
You all have a good evening.
Hello. Okay. Which is the Hebrew word?
Shalom. Shalom to everyone.
Okay. Shalom. Shalom.